Joined by Olds Grizzlies head coach and director of hockey operations, Dana Lattery. And Dana, the annual awards night is coming up this Friday. When and where does that take place?
Yeah, the awards banquet's Friday night, 5:30. We'll get started. 5:30, 6:30, guys will start showing up. And that's over at the Evergreen Center next door to the arena.
The tickets are $30, and they're available by contacting the Grizzlies office. What is on the agenda for the awards night?
We'll have a dinner there. At the banquet, there'll be live jersey auction, so all the white jerseys this year will be up for auction. It'll be exciting for that. We'll do our awards, and we'll have a few silent auction items, and just have a good night to reminisce the season and the successes of some of the boys.
On the last weekend, you focused on some players who were with the team a few years back, that being your annual alumni game. Approximately how many players have participated, and how did that event go?
Yeah, it was a great night. We had close to 40 players out there. Like I had said last week, we definitely had four or five guys wake up Saturday morning and realize their skates didn't fit or something and they didn't show up. But it was a great game. A lot of fun out there. I think the one team, it was 10-7 the score, but the energy was great. You know, there was a lot of people at the game going over to the Evergreen after. We had a dinner and a bit of a banquet over there, so it was just fun to get the guys back and, you know, just see the kind of changes that are taking place around here.
So how does having an event like that set you up for future alumni events?
Well, I think it just gets the alumni back here just to see, how big of a part of the program that they can be and that we do want them to be a part of it. So, the energy, I've said that word quite a few times, but it helps with the energy, it helps with recruiting, it just helps with building a program. Alumni are a huge part of our success here.
Pretty successful weekend for alumni players south of the border in the NCAA. Just how pleased are you to see some of those Grizzly players fit in on winning college teams?
Yeah, it's pretty big weekend. Cool to see a couple guys with Duffin and Gordachuk winning a D3 national championship, NCAA, and Matty Marcinou's. Him and the Denver Pioneers, they a big win there off to the Frozen Four, and I believe it's in Tampa Bay this year. So they're pretty excited. Talk to all those guys. Great success for them.
And as you head into the offseason, this will be heading into your second year as head coach and director of hockey operations for the Olds Grizzlies. So what do you feel is the state of the organization as we make our way into the spring here?
Things are good, really good. Lots of good energy from last year. Maybe the season didn't end quite the way we wanted on paper, but we knew it'd be a rebuild year, and the players that we got coming back, we're excited about the development of individual players this year. Our spring camp's coming up, so we're excited to bring in some prospects and just add to the puzzle.
And so when does the spring camp take place?
Spring camp's April 22nd to 24th. We're expecting around 90 to 100 kids to come into town and, make a good statement that, hopefully we sign some kids after camp.